USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Fox News reports the communications director for Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was forced out of his role after the November midterm elections over inappropriate encounters with staffers. Matt House had served as Schumer's communications director for nearly 6 years. Calls for Virginia Governor Ralph Northam to resign poured in last night after the Democrat apologized for appearing in a racist and offensive photo from his medical school 1984 yearbook page. Northam issued a video statement admitting to being one of the people in a photo showing a man in blackface and another in a KKK robe.
That photo and the racist and offensive attitudes it represents does not reflect that person I am today or the way that I have conducted myself as a soldier, a doctor, and a public servant.
Northam was already under fire from both Republicans and Democrats for comments he made earlier in the week about third trimester abortions, with critics accusing him of defending infanticide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Some good news from Gobbler's Knob, if you put any stock in Punxsutawney Phil.
So is it early spring or more winter forecast? Stop the music. Here is my forecast. Faithful followers, there is no shadow of me. A beautiful spring it shall be.
Despite the brutal cold of the polar vortex we've been experiencing, the groundhog, according to the long winter tradition, not seeing a shadow indicates an early spring is on the way. A Hawaiian Airlines plane took off from Los Angeles to Maui and was forced to turn around two times because of mechanical problems, and then on a third try had to return to the LAX gate. This passenger tells KCAL she was not happy.
I was really anxious just because I was really nervous. It was making a lot of weird sounds, and the captain, they weren't really giving us a lot of information. One lady got kicked off because she was upset. She was, like, throwing a fit, and they kicked her off.
The more than 200 passengers are getting a refund plus a $100 credit for a future trip. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Super Bowl is fast approaching. Atlanta's Democratic Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says they've been preparing for 2 years.
Fortunately, we aren't strangers to hosting big events. We started off the year with a national college football championship game. Next year, we'll host the Final Four. So we are the first and only city to have hosted three consecutive events, sports events of this magnitude. You know, there's a saying, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And we've been getting ready since 2016. We've stayed ready to be able to host these very large events. And it's just, it's great to have this in our city.
Atlanta staging the NFL title game Sunday for a third time and the first since 2000. The New England Patriots and the LA Rams clash at the futuristic Mercedes-Benz Stadium starting at 6:30 Eastern Time. Russian politicians accusing the United States of undermining global security by ending compliance with a nuclear arms treaty. More on that from USA's Wendy King.
President Trump announced on Friday that the United States will leave the treaty in 180 days unless Russia pledges to stop developing medium-range nuclear weapons that are in violation of that treaty.
One side has not been adhering to it. We have, but one side hasn't. So unless they're going to adhere, we shouldn't be the only one.
The president says he's willing to negotiate a brand new treaty with Russia. U.S. officials say they have little reason to think Moscow will change its stance in the next 6 months.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.